You're listening to Morning Edition on WPSU. I'm Emily Reddy. After helping to get President Joe Biden elected in 2020, a group of Central Pennsylvania advocates are working to get progressive candidates into local government. WPSU's Min Sheehan reports the group in Center County is backing candidates fighting for economic and racial equity.
On a recent Sunday afternoon, Tierra Williams and Richard Beaver co-hosted a politics and poetry event at the Two Deck Park in State College.
Okay, the purpose of this event is to gather in the name of change.
Both Beaver and Williams are candidates in this year's municipal elections. Williams is running for a seat on the Ferguson Township Board of Supervisors, and Beaver is a candidate for the State College Borough Council. They're backed by Central Pennsylvania United, a local advocacy group trying to bring candidates with progressive platforms to local office. Coordinator Tim Johnston says after the group helped elect Biden in the 2020 presidential election, it pivoted to hyper-local elections.
We looked for candidates and folks who were interested in running that also supported the progressive platform that's at the heart of the work of Central Pennsylvania United.
The group is campaigning for four candidates in Center County. Johnston says rather than focusing on candidate personalities, Central Pennsylvania United centers its work on creating a coalition of people who are behind a set of values like increasing affordable housing and diversifying representation in government.
It's not that we have an exact dogmatic policy position that we are going to push forward no matter what. The work that we're doing right now is meeting with community members to say, hey, we have this vision of a more equitable community. What is your vision for our community and how can we work together to realize that?
Tierra Williams says she wouldn't be running without the backing of the group. The Black 29-year-old activist is a co-chair of the 320 Coalition in State College, a group pushing for policing reforms after a Black man with mental health issues was killed by local police.
Being an activist, a lot of the times I'm yelling. I'm in the streets. I'm screaming. And sometimes people don't listen to you that way. But by getting elected to the Ferguson Township Supervisor Board, I would be able to really have a way to touch and influence and speak for people, not just in my ward, not just downtown, but all of Center County.
She says she agrees with the long-term vision Central PA United puts forward, including to support equitable policies for poor and working class people.
I am one of those poor and working class people. Right. I am a single mother who is trying to get by here, who is trying to be respected in an area who seems to only respect those who have a master's degree.
It's especially important to talk about the needs of working class people in a university town, says Gopal Balachandran. He's another candidate for the State College Borough Council that Central PA United is campaigning for.
If you're living in State College, it can seem like, hey, you know, everyone is doing fine. But, you know, if you scratch the surface, you kind of see that a lot of the people who end up kind of working in the dorms or working in different parts of the university infrastructure, they can't really afford to live around here.
Balachandran moved to State College in 2017 to teach clinical law at Penn State. The 46-year-old is a former public defender and says he and his slate mates hope to bring their own diverse backgrounds to the table.
People are really interested in having different perspectives, and not just from a person of color perspective, but from a generational perspective, where I have two elementary school kids, right? I mean, right now, no one in borough council has two elementary school kids.
Divine Lipscomb is also on the slate. The 38-year-old studies rehabilitation and human services at Penn State and wants to address the racial tensions as well as economic inequities that he says have had deep influence in his own life as a formerly incarcerated Black man.
One of the purposes of younger adults running for these offices is because the lived experience that's currently governing us is not representative of ours. And so we are here looking for our space in politics.
Candace Watts-Smith, an associate professor of political science and African American studies at Penn State, says younger generations like millennials may have experienced economic and racial barriers differently than those in government today.
Symbolically, it's important to have representation of the demographics and the demographic diversity of a place, but also substantively speaking, we might expect that people from different groups have different experiences, and we want to make sure that people with different experiences are represented in our policymaking bodies.
She says the strategy of finding commonalities among different racial groups is reminiscent of Dr. Martin Luther King's Poor People's Campaign.
I think what these PACs are trying to do is to say, hey, like, we are all in the same boat. We all face similar challenges, and we're not going to get distracted by this business of racial hierarchy.
There are three open seats on the State College Borough Council. Besides Balachandran, Beaver, and Lipscomb, the three other Democrats running, Catherine Dollar, Ron Filippelli, and Catherine Yapel, are either on or have been on the council in the past. Jacob Werner is the sole Republican on the primary ballot. Lipscomb says for him, change comes from local government.
This borough, whether we want to believe it or not, influences the other municipalities around it. What this borough does directly impacts the rest of the municipalities.
The primary is on Tuesday. I'm Min Xian, WPSU.